As you wander around the state into small towns and villages, it's usually the church steeple that towers above the landscape. In some instances, you might see people suspended from cranes working on those steeples. But in the winter, those workers, called steeplejacks, are indoors preparing for installations they'll make when the weather warms up. We stopped in at Southgate Steeplejacks in Barrie to see what they get up to at this time of year.
I'm Jay Southgate, and I have this tiny little company called Southgate Steeplejacks, and anything to do with a steeple, from a quick inspection to building a new one, fixing it in place, or a combination thereof. This place was the Wells Lamps and Granite Company, and at one time it was one of the most happening granite companies in the Northeast. Over here it consists of three buildings, a machine shop and a blacksmith shop. And the blacksmith shop is where people made the hooks and the chains that would lift the 50-ton granite blocks out of the ground. No engineering, just blacksmiths who knew what they were doing. This building we're in here, it was the Russia Pavilion at the New York World's Fair in 1939. And it has a crane in it that came from an Erie Lackawanna steel mill. And the Wells Lamps and Granite Company found the crane and found the building at the World's Fair, realized they could make them fit, and poured these 8-foot square concrete pillars to accommodate it all. For some reason, the noise that this makes, it always makes me think of one of Wile E. Coyote's gizmos. I'm not quite sure why. We use this crane for the same kinds of things anybody would, moving steeple parts around, bringing loads of material in. You know, for example, we have a whole bunch of red slate over there that's going on the Burlington steeple, and you know, the truck that delivers it can just bring it right in, and we can pick it off the truck and put it where we want it. And it's also fun. And a couple of years ago, I had some friends come over with their sons, and every son had to bring something that needed to get squished, and we just dropped granite blocks on old bicycles and 8-track tape players and things like that. So it's purposeful, but it's also a ton of fun. You may remember that 3 or 4 years ago, an arsonist burned the steeple on the College Street Congregational Church. And we're just getting started building the new one. And I will be building this 60-foot steeple here in my shop in 3 parts, shipping in August, because that's when the YMCA, which is across the street, closes. So that's when we'll put it in, because we need to close a street. So that'll be a big day. Lots of stress, lots of pressure. Crane day is always a big deal. Yeah, it's sort of like putting on the show. You know, you've been rehearsing for however many months, and now it's showtime. Yeah, when I was younger, I loved to do woodworking and just sweat individual joints, maybe spend a day cutting dovetail joints on a drawer or something like that. And it's funny, as I've gotten older, I've lost my interest in that kind of small, meticulous thing. And this may sound like a cop-out, but they're 80 feet up in the air. So how they look from 10 feet away doesn't really matter. And if you're allowed to take some liberties with how good they look up close, you can take steps to make sure they endure. So I care about doing what's going to make it endure.
That's Jay Southgate of Southgate Steeplejacks in Barrie. VPR's Rick Singeri produced that piece.